So I watched that Nurse Ratched movie, not movie, series. Episode one. I don't know, guys. I don't know about this one. It is extremely violent.
Oh.
I love Sarah Paulson. Love. She's fantastic. But visually, very beautiful.
Is it Ryan Murphy?
Is this a Ryan Murphy? It's got to be.
Yes.
If Sarah Paulson's in it, it's got to be Ryan Murphy.
Right, exactly. But it's just, I don't know, it's so violent and so bonkers, and it's just kind of all over the place, but I want to like it.
What's the elevator pitch for this show for those of us who are sort of on the outside looking in? What's the premise?
Well, it's hard to tell. So this is a prequel to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
The movie.
The mean nurse in it.
The mean nurse.
Nurse Ratched.
So we find out why she is the way she is. But the thing is, she looks so different. Like, Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is very plain.
Yeah.
She's got her mannerisms down, but she's like all glammed up in this one with like bright red lipstick, and she's trying to get a job at a mental institution. And there's a reason why she's trying to get to this particular mental institution.
Nefarious reasons?
Yes.
I think it's nefarious.
Sort of, yes. And, you know, it's about trauma that was endured when you're young versus and trauma like inflicted as an adult, but it's I don't know, something's missing. There's something missing. In fact, I think it was Vulture just had like a scathing review.
Oh, really?
Of it. And I don't think the reviews are very good in, you know, in all.
Ryan Murphy's usually sort of a critical darling.
Yeah, you know, he's also very violent. It's like real violent. Like
to almost wonder, like,
what happened to him? Yeah. I had my eyes closed for a lot of it. But
really?
Again, visually, it's really pleasant to look at. But I'm kind of with Vulture and say, don't waste your time.
Okay.
So there you go. It takes place in 1947. But that's just me. I might watch one more episode. I'll get back to you on that.
Interesting.
I'll tell you one thing that I am really engrossed in, and that is The Vow on I think I'm watching this on HBO Max.
Nice.
I think. Are you familiar with the whole NXIVM story?
No.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Dawn, you should watch this.
Oh gosh, is that what it's about?
Yes. So it follows members who joined this, I guess what they would market as a self-improvement group called NXIVM, whose leader, spoiler alert, I think it was in the news,
but
he was convicted of sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. And it seemed to have attracted some celebrities, or, you know, mild celebrities, just like whatchamacallit, Scientology did. But I could see where someone would get sucked down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite scary. As a matter of fact, there's a girl who was on, she was in one of the Star Wars movies, two of the Star Wars movies, actually. And you might recognize her.
Is it the girl who plays Rey?
No. It's the girl who plays Beru Lars. The woman who raises Luke Skywalker in Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, they're not like big stars or anything, but the one woman who was in Smallville.
Yes.
Allison Mack.
Yes.
Holy cow. It's just so captivating. It's just so interesting. I'm on Episode 4. I believe there are 7 episodes.
It looks like it is on HBO Max.
Yeah. Okay. If you get a chance to watch this, I would. I can't stop watching it. Like, in the beginning, I'm like, meh. And now I'm like 4 in, and I'm like, what?
Is this a dramatization, or is it a documentary?
It's both.
Okay.
It's a little bit of both. So this guy started doing this documentary, And then it turned into something different.
Okay.
So that's why the Keith Raniere guy, who's the head of this thing, kind of agreed to it. He was kind of behind it a little bit, too. And then it turned into something completely different as they're discovering these new things about the organization.
Oh, kind of like the Fire Festival documentaries.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So exactly. He is in it.
Yes. And the people who are become higher ups start discovering things. And this guy gets separated from his wife, the filmmaker, because she wants out and he wants to stay in. It's just really good. It's called The Vow on HBO Max. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Donna, wait. What? Don't go.
Okay.